Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right.
That's a brand name, like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is when you chop my dough down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Trademark.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, D. Scott, and today is Tell the Truth Tuesday, December 29th, 2015. I had to switch it up a little bit yesterday. I didn't mean to schedule the show for Manic Monday. We're approaching our 100th episode, and I've been feeling under the weather for about the last 2 weeks, but yesterday I took some medicine, and it just really put me down, so I've been laying around vomiting all day, all night. So that's a horrific mess, but I think it's just one thing after the other, just, you know, working yourself to death. And, you know, a lot of people take for granted that health is wealth. If I'm healthy, I can go work, you know, 100 hours a day. It, you know, that doesn't bother me. If I'm not healthy, there's nothing I can do. I'm just man down. And I've been making sure that I'm working, trying to help people out and let people handle their situations. And I think I've just, for the past 2 months, just basically, like, pretty much killed myself. So, you know, this is the last week that I have to work as much as, you know, I am. And I'm going to start going on my little staycations, and we have a lot of different activities coming up, and, you know, I'm excited about that. But yeah, yesterday I was man down. So corn chips and aspirin and Prozac don't mix, so just don't try that. And so today I was kind of man down, and you know, my son saw me sick, and then Saladin's like, you probably got the flu, because I haven't been feeling well. So it started originally with a toothache, and between that and then, you know, just everything else, I'm just weak, I'm just tired. So, you know, one last week, and then, you know, after that I can start, you know, now that the snow's hit the ground, now I can start nesting and getting, you know, contractor work and everything else done that needs to be done in my parents' house and then in my own home. So yesterday the show was scheduled a little bit prematurely. It was supposed to be tonight's show. But here's what's going on. So I get a notification on one of my emails because my phone actually broke. So I don't have any numbers in my phone. It's the same phone number, but I don't have any numbers. If you don't call me, I don't have your information. So, and I'm not going to go on Facebook or any social media and be like, hey, you know, I lost all my contacts, you know, hit me up. So yesterday I got hit up by somebody, you know, that I used to hang out with or whatever, and I just was kind of like irritated, like, dude, you didn't even call me on Christmas. Like, what the fuck do you want now? You know what I mean? And this is all stemming from the fact that, you know, I hate to see people get a certain age and keep doing the same shit over and over and over again. Like, you got to switch it up. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, every year you're doing the same cruises, you're doing the same shit. Switch it up a little bit. You're hanging out with the same broads or the same dudes, or it's the same bullshit. Oh, you know, we could have made it work, but then this happened. Did you ever stop to think the common denominator was you? So, of course, I get notification in, from my website, which is www.stayinyourlane123.com, and someone a week ago sends me an email that says, you know, someone's been impersonating you and your friends on Craigslist in Detroit. And I'm thinking, now y'all understand why when I come for these motherfuckers, I really be coming for them, because, you know, it's just, you know, I just don't find that that's a coincidence, you know. And it also isn't a coincidence that about 3 days ago I received an email from one of my ex's best friends, which I'm not even really claiming him as my ex, some dude that I used to beat the bricks off. His best friend, who's an artist, reached out and sent me a video, which he does this a couple times a year, and I haven't said anything, but I'm irritated. I'm sick. I don't feel like being bothered. So I email him back. I said, remove me from your list. You know I don't fuck with y'all, literally. And he's like, oh, my bad. I said, you know, my son is doing good. The family's great. Thanks for asking. Happy New Year. You know, like, and that's the one that I told y'all, like, I don't have no beef with anybody, but when it comes to my son, like, this is why I don't bring people around, because there's no way around it. I don't give a fuck what I did to you. The kid didn't deserve anything, any of that. So that's why I keep motherfuckers away from my child. So that happened. So now I'm livid, so I had to go and make my page private on Instagram, because if people are stealing pictures, and I don't even post anything that provocative, like if I'm posting a bikini pic, I'm typically at a pool, or I'm on the beach, or I'm in Puerto Rico, or I'm somewhere, you know what I mean? So, and I, you know, I'm a beach bum, that's what I like. So, but I'm not just going to be like just sitting there just posting pictures of nudity. So for you to steal pictures of me and my friends, which one of them is married and has children, the other one is a higher up at a very, very major company, like what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm a mother. So it's like, really? And then, you know, it's just, it's the year of the clapback. I just feel like, you know, I talk to y'all all the time about this this page on Instagram that I'm on. I think it's called like Narcissists, Sociopaths Awareness Group, whatever, whatever. And what a lot of women don't understand, and there's a couple of men that are on the page, is that when you get on there and you're talking about stuff, me being diagnosed, like I'll go on there and say, you know, this is what people take that shit so personally. Like what you don't understand is that when you're mentally ill, you are literally dead on the fucking inside. We do not have the capability to really give a fuck about too many things outside of family, like blood related family. Okay, I often say that love to me, you know, some people look at love as an emotion. I look at love as a choice. You know, I choose to love this person. The only choice I don't have is what came from my loins, what came from my body, which is my son. You know, everything else, people make choices. My brother can make the choice to not call me on Christmas if he wants to. That's what's up. You know, my mother made her choices. My aunts make their choices. Everybody makes their choices. You know what I mean? So you think in a relationship you don't have a choice whether to fuck with somebody or not. And I think that's ridiculous. So I always get on this page to try to let the women know, you know, it's nothing personal. It's just that we don't really have anything to give you aside from anything that you got. And it's not a financial thing. You know what I mean? We could be wildly successful. It just means that there's a certain point where we're going to get uncomfortable and cut you the fuck off. So this girl, and this they do this every week, not know, like, you know nothing about me. Now, these are always the ones. This is why people don't like and don't respect organized religion, because I go to this female's page because she's like, why don't we tell the narcissist to shut up and her dumb comments? Listen, you guys come from the school that all bitches are dumb. I don't subscribe to that philosophy. I believe that as a woman, we make fucking choices. One time, you were a victim. Anything over that, you were a fucking volunteer. So I don't give a shit what your self-esteem level is. I don't give a shit what your mental health was about. If you let something happen more than fucking once, you allowed the shit to happen. You are over the age of 18. This is not a situation where it's like, you know, someone was touching you when you were little and you really didn't know, or you were in a cult or some type of shit. You're grown-ass fucking women. If a man ever, ever, ever told me, I don't want to be with you, or I need to borrow fucking $8 million, you could get the fuck on. We're not going, he ain't going to be my man. You can get out. You understand what I'm saying? And so you women, you get on there and you make us sound like we are such a weak species when you say, like, I had no idea, and then he just dumped me out the blue. He didn't just fucking dump you out the blue. He stopped fucking with you because he got what he wanted. And what he wanted was for you to fall in love with him. And instead of you paying attention to what he was trying to tell you, like, hey, you know, I'm probably, because trust me, we warn you 10,000 times. We think it's funny. We're like, hey, listen, I'm probably not, you know, the guy for you, or I'm probably not the girl for you, or hey, this might not last for too much longer, but whatever, whatever. So you guys choose to continue to fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? So I get on the page to try to explain to women and even to men, like, listen, you know, it's not what you think. You understand what I'm saying? It's not personal. There's, you know, a lot of psychopaths and a lot of people that have mental health issues that are undiagnosed, or people that are on meds that make them do certain things or have suicidal or homicidal ideations and things like that. So I try to come there from the perspective of, you know, this is why I did the things that I did or why I do what I do. And these women are, like, attacking me. And then I find it funny that when we go on your page, you have all this shit up like God first, this, that, and the third, but you judging me. And I'm trying to fucking help you, dumbass. You understand what I'm saying? Because you are fucking dumb. All you do is you sound like a bunch of women that are getting on there fucking complaining about a man that tried to probably leave you 10,000 times that probably fucked your sister. Okay? But that's what you get. Instead of putting yourself first, you put everybody else first. One thing about psychopaths, we don't put other people first unless it's a child. Anything to do with innocence, some of us will be like, okay, the animal can't defend itself or the child can't defend itself. But when it comes to an adult, you made a decision to stay with somebody that treated you poorly. Okay, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And that's one of the things that's reoccurring on that page, and I believe in that. But I also believe that we as women have choices. Motherfucker, you hit me one time, it's a fucking wrap. Okay, we ain't even got to call the police. You take money from me one motherfucking time, we don't have a relationship. It's done. So I want women to feel empowered and to say, you know what, this is where I made the mistake so that mistake doesn't happen again. I don't ever date the same kind of guy. Are they alpha males? Of course. But I do typically date people that have issues just like I do because it's easier for me to relate to you. If you come to me and you tell me that you've never had a struggle or you've never had a problem, I'm kind of afraid of you because I'm kind of like, well, what if you have a problem while you're with me and then you don't know how to handle that? I don't think that I will be able to survive something like that. You know what I mean? You got to be a survivor just like me. I don't look at myself as a victim of anything. And if you've read any of my books, any six of them, including Stay in Your Lane, A Diary of a Hot Mess, which has been available on Amazon and Kindle almost 3 years now, then you would know that I don't subscribe to the philosophy that I was a victim of anything. You know, I won't allow it. And so I'm a victim of this damn cold, though. I'm a victim of being sick. And let me just tell you something else. Ramen noodles out the bowl cure everything. It really does, especially the spicy ones, because I haven't been able to eat all day today, just been laying around vomiting, just being sick. And no, I'm not pregnant because I don't engage in activity that would allow me to get pregnant at this time. But we're going to change that in 2016. But so this is pretty much the last show in 2015, so I'm really excited about that. I'm trying to get some people on for the 100th episode. There'll definitely be a something advertised about it. So hopefully Monday night while I'm on my staycation taking my much-needed break for a couple of days with one of my, you know, with my beloveds or, you know, whatever, with my family, then hopefully you guys can tune in and then we'll figure out what we're going to do for that 100th episode. Probably be on location somewhere. So thank you guys for listening. We're almost 100 episodes in. I feel so much better today than I did last week and then this week. And I'm just thankful that I have people that are looking out for me, that are trying to help me and trying to take care of me. And 2016 will be no exception. It's going to be zero fucks all day, every day, except 2016 is about getting this paper. I mean, I've been getting money. That's not what it is. But 2016 is we take things to new levels. So new levels, new devils. So I'm sure that, you know, anything that I say or do is going to come under scrutiny, come under attack, come under whatever. But I've been doing this for a long time, and I like to bubble a little quietly and then let things get to where they need to be. So I'm excited, you know, for what next year has to offer. I'm still doing it. I'm still handling my business, still being a mom, still trying to be a mogul. And at the end of the day, you know, all I know how to do is to grind. So I'm just trying to have all the power in 2016 to do whatever it is that I need to do. And I hope that you find the power in you to do what you need to do. Blessings go up, blessings come down. And I'm going to end with my buddy Cowboy.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rolling. Motherfucker, we rolling. With some light skin girls and some Kelly rolling. And this white man world. never couldn't open up my own vault. My sound like creativity, purity, and honesty is honestly being crowded by these grown thoughts. Reality is catching up with me, taking my inner child, I'm fighting for custody. With these responsibilities that they entrusted me, as I look down at my diamond and crush the piece, taking no one man to have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the powder. Peel and fuck that, the world's ours. Translation with a whole fucking nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, goddammit, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need your pussy, bitch, I'm on my own dick. I ain't got a power trip, who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier, now I'm driving. What a bad bitch, huh? Where you at?
Power to let power.